conduct your affairs with humility. The one who humbles himself will be exalted. How's your humility doing today? Let me give you a definition. To be humble is to have a modest opinion of oneself, to behave in an unassuming manner, devoid of all haughtiness. If it were possible to measure the humility level of a group of people and sort of create a humility index, what do you think the humility index is for people who live in Washington? Or hold elected on office? Or who are senior partners or senior executives? Or who are members of the Society of Jesus? Well, here I am feeling humble, ironically, because I have to say something to you about humility. Humility is the divinely inspired, intuitive, interior recognition that I should take the lower place at the table, when in reality, something makes me want to take the higher place. The culture around me tells me I should take the higher place, and the culture gives me permission to behave badly when I get there. When I was president of a Jesuit high school, then pastor of a Jesuit parish, the school or the parish would list the names of the whole staff in various publications. And my name was always at the top. I always got a kick out of seeing my name there. But of course, I had already come to realize that having my name at the top of the list was not a free lunch. It came with a job. And the job, and to do the job well, I had to focus not on myself, but on my own staff, on those we served, and on our mission. And this is Jesus' insight. My job, my life, my daily effort aren't about me. They are about something greater than me, namely the well-being of the people around me, the honor and respect due to God who created me, and to Jesus who loves and sustains me. This is true of all of us. We don't belong to ourselves. Because we are baptized, we belong to God, as his children in whom he is well pleased, on whom he relies to help build his kingdom. But if what I just said is true, why do so many people long for a place at the top table, the top place on the list? Worse, why do so many people behave so badly once they get there? And above all, why do so many people who take the higher place have so little sense of the people around them, the people in the lower places who are dependent on them for wise and generous decisions and leadership? And I include the hierarchy of our church in these questions, I need hardly say. This weekend we celebrate Labor Day. It is a federal holiday created in 1894. It reflected our government's first realization that unbridled capitalism had enslaved workers and their families. In that era, the average American worked 12-hour days and 7-day weeks for minimal wages. Children as young as 5 worked in the factories and the mines. Working conditions were horrific, and large numbers of recent immigrants had no choice but to join these working poor. What shocks me is that at first, the federal government supported the industrial owners against the workers, most blatantly during the Pullman strike in Chicago in 1894. George Pullman had created what he claimed were model villages to house his workers. But the workers could only rent their houses from his company, and they had to buy food from the company store. At one point, Pullman cut wages, but expected workers to pay the same rates for rent and store purchases. The workers rebelled, and the President of the United States sent in the army to break up the strike. It took another 20 years or so for unions to gain strength and the government to support them in the name of justice. This is a period of our history of which I am not proud. We can be proud, though, that in 1892, Pope Leo XIII issued the encyclical Rerum Novarum that condemned the exploitation of workers everywhere. The Pope reminded the world of the dignity of the human person, that workers are people, not a commodity called labor, as neoclassical economics likes to categorize it. These realities persist today. Sweatshops have moved overseas. Tax policies feed the income gap between the richest and the poorest in this country, which is now at an extreme, and our national debt is reaching epic levels. Not surprisingly, only a low percentage of U.S. workers are union members. The U.S. ranks one country from the bottom of the list of union participation rates of 18 developing countries. Sweden is first at 82%. Britain and Canada are 29 and 30%. We are 17th at 13%. Data analysis from the Bureau of Labor Statistics show that, quote, on average, union workers receive larger wage increases than those of non-union workers and generally earn higher wages and have greater access to most of the common employer-sponsored benefits as well. These trends appear to persist despite declining union membership, end quote. I am concerned that a newly conservative judiciary in this country, combined with trade wars with major international economies, bodes ill for our workers. So, whence come these problems? For many who work single-mindedly for the top economic and social places, they do so because they think their lives are about themselves. They think that their ability to exercise control over investments, jobs, and workers makes them what a recent presidential candidate called job creators, in contrast to the 47% who are slackers and welfare cheats. Jesus reminds us that the kingdom of peace and justice can be built only on a foundation of mutuality among people, even when people must relate to one another in hierarchical structures. Those in the higher places must work for the well-being of those in the lower places. Members of our church hierarchy, please know. I discovered as a senior administrator that the success of the institution I headed depended on my seeing my job to be to help everyone else do their jobs in mutual relationship in service to the mission. Jesus calls us today to conversion of heart. He nourishes, affirms, and encourages us. Let's take up the challenge today for the sake of workers everywhere, for administrators, decision makers, and leaders everywhere, that we will let Jesus lead and that our work will hasten the coming of his kingdom.